The Warriors set to face the Clippers here in Los Angeles for a Friday night matchup on an evening marked by the expected return to NBA action of DeMarcus Cousins. Here's what we heard from Cousins after shoot-around as he prepares to make his Warriors debut.
I mean, me finding my rhythm individually is going to be hard enough, but, you know, it's a great group of guys. You know, they've been supportive of me through this whole process, and I don't think it'll change once we step on the floor. But, I mean, we all understand the situation, and I think they'll help, you know, guide me through the rest of this process.
Do you feel like the coaches are going to let you have free reign, let you do everything that you can do immediately, that they'll be able to fit that in?
No, I don't know about all of that. But, you know, I'll come in and play my part, you know, do what I can to help the team win.
Marcus, what are your expectations in fitting into whatever pace the team is playing at?
Like I said, I don't really have any expectations besides, you know, just helping the team win. But as far as the pace goes, I got to get back used to the NBA pace anyway in general, and not just the team's pace. It's one thing to, you know, to be scrimmaging against coaches or the G League players or whatever the case may be, but to, you know, actually being the game setting, you know, that's just a whole nother element. So, you know, be patient with me.
Can you get a feel with teammates in practice, or does that have to happen in a game to actually get a chemistry with guys?
It'll definitely take some time with, you know, in-game play. But like I said, it's one element to, you know, to practice and scrimmage. But to be in an actual game situation, that's just a whole other type of element.
Just having played with, like, Clay and Steph in Team USA, does that even matter? Does that help in any way?
It does and doesn't. I mean, that's a different setting. We all play a different type of way under, you know, USA. But, you know, here I kind of know what they like to do just from being on the side watching. So, you know, I'll try to add that to it and, you know, keep that in mind as well.
Steve was kind of talking about, because, you know, he's been with this team so long, that the national reaction to whatever you guys do after the game, you know, if you win big, you're unbeatable. If you lose, you guys are in trouble. That's, you know, whatever you do tonight, there'll probably be some type of reaction one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the world we're in, like, you know. But you get judged by your every moment. So, as long as the guys in the room know what the situation is, we know what the ultimate goal is, that's all that matters. So we don't really determine judgment from day to day, you know, situations or whatever the case may be.
I think you'll ignore coverage tomorrow, good or bad?
Oh, I don't watch it. Yeah, so say what you want.